day.
Can you believe?
Brown cow. Stunning.
You're a homosexual.
I care about you.
Go, baby.
I just
no,
direct.
I'm not going.
Get this done.
We're here, we're queer, and we'll never die.
And hello and welcome to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM. My name is Patrick Clancy, and sadly, I will be your only host this evening. Ruby has been struck down by a plague that has rendered her just so radiophobic. She can't make it in, she can't talk, she can't make jokes. So she and I both agreed that we don't think today is her day to be on the air, but we love her and we're sending her all our good vibes, not our bad vibes, just our good one. And we hope she's having a wonderful time and that she will enjoy this show that I have pretty much shanghaied in her stead. She has said, Patrick, please don't say things that aren't good. Don't make bad content, make good content. But I'm here to say, I'm just going to make Patrick content. Be that good, be that bad. We don't know, but we'll certainly find out. We've got a very exciting show coming up. Even Rubyless, who is the spice of life in the show, we've got a great show coming up. We have wonderful songwriter and performer Laverance from Sydney, fresh off his new single. So we're going to be having a chat with him and, of course, spinning that single for you. We have a bunch of other music to play for you, all very good and very sexy. So, yeah, we're going to have a really good show, I promise you. I swear to the gay god, who is me, because I've just decided that you will have a good time this show. But to kick everything off, we're going to listen to, you guessed it, Radio Man by Laverance. And we're going to have such a good time, guys. It's such a good song, and we might even be talking to Laverance after this. I don't know, except I do, because we definitely will be. So what you're going to be listening to right at this very moment is Radio Man by Laverance. This is It's Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. And that was Radio Man by Laverance. And not to shock anyone, you're still on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM. But we have Laverance in the studio with us right now. How are you today, Laverance?
Very well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, sorry if that Ruby is not here, but I know she loves you from beyond where she is.
Hey, Ruby.
Hey, Ruby. We miss you. So we're going to get right into it. Tell us about how you got started in the music scene.
Well, I've been in a few scenes, I guess. Mm-hmm. When I first started, well, actually, I went to performing arts high school mm-hmm. after showing early signs of, I guess, creativity and a need to perform. Mm-hmm. And then when I first started writing my own music, it was completely different to what it is now. It was more singer-songwriter stuff. Mm-hmm. Quite sad songs, really.
The gays, we love sad songs.
And I was doing open mic nights mm-hmm. and kind of like more indie gigs like around Sydney. And then I took a large break mm-hmm. unintentionally. I was just dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
Mental health stuff. Mm. And then when I was starting to feel better and coming out of that, I met my producer, who's Bobby Gray, mm-hmm. and we started making more uplifting music because that's how I was feeling. And now I guess I get to share that with the queer community.
I know that we were talking about this just before. We met at a queer party on Oxford Street very briefly. And it's very interesting to see how all the queer circles in Sydney sort of intersect, especially in terms of performance and even just socially. It's like very interesting, the people you meet via those circles. So who do you and like where do you draw your inspiration from for your music? Like you said, it's with especially mental health, like that impacts the sort of tone of the music you write and perform. So how does that sort of all come together?
I don't take from other artists. Mm-hmm. I'm sure subconsciously I do.
Yeah.
But I try to make music based on my energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I do lots of things like meditate and like tune in to access the kind of music that I make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm really inspired by, I guess, my own youth when it comes to mm-hmm. the sounds that I'm putting out at the moment.
Yeah.
Because when I first started going out into clubs, underage clubbing, you know, it was this kind of new wave 80s revival.
Yeah.
People always say my music is 80s, but I've actually been drawing inspiration from like 2008.
Yeah.
Which is a funny thing mm-hmm. because they were so influenced by the 80s.
Yeah, it's very sort of cyclical with influences. Like now, in especially like pop, there's a lot of like 90s, early 2000s influences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that 2008 new wave indie dance, mm-hmm. it's not even specifically an artist.
Yeah.
It's more, I feel like I just screenshotted the sound at that mm-hmm. time, because you know when you're young and you're coming out and you're just experiencing everything for the first time, and I love that feeling.
Yeah.
Because you never get that back.
No, absolutely. And it's very sort of visceral the way you describe it. Like, I listen to particular albums that I love. Like, one that immediately comes to mind is Matangi by MIA.
Yes.
And I listen to that and I'm just like, that draws me to this exact year and how I was feeling exactly then. Yeah.
And that was a cool era.
It was a cool era.
The Gossip, mm-hmm. Music for Men.
Yeah.
Is one of the albums that completely transforms,
mm-hmm.
Transports me back to like my first cigarette,
yeah,
my first toxic relationship and all that.
And I think it's very interesting that you say you don't sort of take from other artists, because you hear a lot of, when a lot of musicians sort of talk about their influences, it's very much like, oh, I follow after Madonna and like David Bowie, and it's a lot more people than how you say it's like the energy you feel and stuff like that.
Yeah, the reason that is because all of my favorite artists,
mm-hmm.
especially pop artists,
yeah.
and even visual artists,
mm-hmm.
they, of course, you're influenced by people,
yeah,
which I am as well. Mm-hmm. However, the artists I love have really put in work into building their own universes.
Yeah.
So even like a Baz Luhrmann,
mm-hmm.
or like a Salvador Dali,
yeah.
You know, Janelle Monáe, Lana, like they all, I don't want to sound like any of these people mm-hmm. that I love.
Yeah.
I want to sound like me and put the attention into building my own sound and my own universe,
mm-hmm.
completely cut off from the people I listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. And in your Instagram story recently, you did say that when people ask you what genre of music you make or perform, you never really knew how to answer it, and you want to start calling it queercore. So tell us a bit about what you mean by that.
I made the decision today
mm-hmm.
to name my genre of music queercore.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I don't really relate to a lot of the people. Like, people say, oh, it's Bowie or it's I don't know, early Gaga or mm-hmm. whatever. I don't really relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
But queercore, and the wording's funny because at the core of what I do is queer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also I like that it's kind of taken from hardcore
mm-hmm.
because the intent behind hardcore music is social rebellion.
Yeah.
And I'm taking that in my own way, in a queer lens,
mm-hmm.
and saying my music's queercore. And even though it might sound fun and the synths are beautiful and whatnot, queer music and pop music is the new punk, because
yeah.
it does go against social convention.
Yeah, it really does. Like, there was a lot of, recently especially, that I can think of a lot of artists who are just like making pop music, and there are people who go like, who would enjoy this? This is terrible,
mm-hmm.
because it's just so different to, and I would say like a lot of the people I listen to personally are queer, and mm-hmm. there are various genres like hip hop, pop, but like, they're queer. That's the common thread, which I think is really interesting to think of more than the sound, like the sort of people who are making the music.
There's parallels between queer pop
mm-hmm.
and punk music.
Yeah.
Because everyone said when punk came out, this is just noise. It's not, this isn't musical.
Mm-hmm.
But there was such a huge social movement behind it.
Yeah.
And like a huge reason why queer people love pop music is because we grew up on these incredibly strong pop women
mm-hmm.
who were our voice growing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And it's, It's funny because I feel like people don't see the resilience and the roughness in mm-hmm. queer pop music.
Yeah.
It's the new punk to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of your music, you did just release your brand new single, Radio Man.
Yes.
What's the inspiration behind that? What's it about?
Radio Man. I'm referencing myself in Radio mm-hmm. Man. I'm essentially telling you I'm a star. I'm not mm-hmm. waiting for you to call me one.
Yep.
That's the whole intent behind the song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm claiming my success. I'm not waiting for other people to call me yeah. successful.
Which, again, I think is a very interesting concept because, I don't know, there's something about humbleness and sort of, it's just something that's not encouraged to claim that you're a star, claim yeah. your own stardom,
mm-hmm.
which I think is very interesting as well and ties into a lot of the sort of rebellious things that you were saying.
Yeah, I have a huge problem with dogma
mm-hmm.
and a huge problem with how people are so controlled and limited by shame and guilt.
Yeah.
So I think I've just realized that it's triggering for people when they see someone confident, but it's mm-hmm. not a personal attack. It's
no.
If someone's liberated, we should celebrate that and take cues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most people who are confident and liberated
mm-hmm.
are torn down, but I think I'm powerful enough to...
And you are, and here you are on the radio. You're on the radio.
Radio Man is on the freaking radio.
And I think that's wonderful for us.
Yeah.
And just before, just earlier, before you came in, I was watching the music video for Radio Man, which you did release just...
today.
Today, yes. Yeah. So, first of all, everyone, go watch it.
Please.
Very, very good. And something that is quite central in, from my perspective in the music video is definitely... your aesthetic and your style, because it's very bold. It's very, again, not cis is something I would say. It's not something that you would see a cis person wearing or like a heterosexual person wearing,
yeah.
really. And I know you do collaborate with a lot of designers a lot, such as Yukana from
Love.
Sydney.
Yeah.
So how do you sort of explain your style or such? Like, what do you hope to achieve with it?
Well, I'm actually just authentically obsessed with the silhouette
mm-hmm.
of quote-unquote women's clothing.
Yeah.
I think the silhouettes are just more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, a geographical standpoint, I think you can play with shapes more with mm-hmm. women's clothing. I think that's
Absolutely.
Interesting. So even taking away all the political side of things,
mm-hmm.
I'm drawn to... the clothing I wear because it's just the purely the visual aspect
yeah.
of it, which I think people need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
People, it's not always a political statement, even
yeah.
though that's lovely if it is,
mm-hmm.
but I genuinely just think I look good in these clothes.
I absolutely agree. Whenever I go shopping, especially online, it's just like, it's very aggressively segregated into men and women. And I'm just like, ah, yes. Yes, I'm going to go into the men's section, buy some very boxy shorts.
Right.
That's all I will wear.
And that, do you know what's scary? If you wear something that's considered to be for the opposite sex,
mm-hmm.
even though there's not just two genders.
Absolutely.
People are angry.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I've caused a really visceral reaction out of you from wearing a piece of cotton if
mm-hmm.
there wasn't the shape that you're expecting. And if you're so controlled by those kind of conventions, how many of your thoughts are your own?
That's very interesting. Like, personally, just earlier today, actually, I was giving a presentation for uni and I wasn't paying attention to the judges because I hate learning.
Love it.
but I was going outside afterwards and a fellow queer person came in the lift with me and said, oh, I love what you're wearing. Did you notice that one of the judges... at the presentation was giving you a really massive dirty look.
Wow.
And yeah, so my friend told me, the person I was with in the lift said, oh yeah, my friend told me he was really homophobic. And I was just like, I'm literally just wearing clothes.
Yeah.
That I need them to not be naked.
I say to people when I'm having this argument, I say, we're not living in a novel. It's not goblins look like this and fairies
mm-hmm.
wear this. And it's like, we're all these like, it's like fake creatures. It's,
yeah.
It's such a it's such a construct to
mm-hmm.
me. And I find it amusing. And because I'll grab your attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make you look because I know what to do when I've got your attention.
Exactly.
I'm not going to whimper. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I just think it's interesting how people are so controlled by, it's that dogma thing. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying.
Absolutely. Like personally, I will just say when I am going certain places where I know certain type of people will be, I'll dress differently for the situation.
Yeah, of course.
Because I am concerned with my own safety.
That's a huge, and we're privileged, yes, to be absolutely able to wear what we wear. And I mm-hmm. totally understand that. But also there is a responsibility for someone who comes from a place of privilege to, you know, if you're at the forefront of being able to do these things, mm-hmm. then, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like, it's the ability and the want to do what you can with the privilege that
totally.
You have.
And I totally respect people who aren't there yet and who mm-hmm. can't, who don't have access to that kind of privilege. Mm-hmm. And I totally feel for you, but I'm gonna wear it for you as well.
Absolutely. And I think that's such a lovely thing. It's so beautiful. Once again, thank you so much for coming on today, Leverance. It's been so lovely to chat to you. Just before you go, tell us a bit about where we can stream Radio Man, where we can see you mm-hmm. in the flesh human and watch this all happen.
It's available everywhere. The music video is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And my next performance is at Sideshow at Universal next Saturday.
Oh, next Sideshow Alley. If you haven't been, as a side note, please go.
Yeah.
A wonderful night with a bevy of queer performers. Yeah. It's so good. And that was Leverance in the studio with us there. Thank you so much for coming in. You're still listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM. My name is Patrick Clancy. And I tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to play you some more music. And for those of you who didn't know, Slater, the international pop diva, songstress, wonderful, stunning musician, has released her debut mixtape called Slater. Very good title. And our very own Donna Tarchi, friend of the show, Sydney producer, produced one of the songs on it. So we're going to play that for you right very now. And that is A Celebrity by Slater, produced by Donna Tarchi. And that was Slater's Celebrity, produced by Donna Tarchi. This is still 2SER's It's a Gay Area, also on Joy FM in Melbourne. Sup, Melbourne? We love you, and I'm coming down to your city very shortly in October, so we're going to have a fun time, I promise. But unfortunately, we do not have any other time left. We have had a lovely evening of laughs. Wonderful music from Leverance. I'd like to thank Leverance and our producers as well as Ruby. Mwah, pour one out for Ruby. And we're going to have to love you and leave you. So thank you so much for listening to It's a Gay Area. My name is Patrick, and we will see you next week, my sweet, sweet baby angels. And to leave you, we will be playing another favorite of mine, which is Kindness by Tommy Genesis. Not by Tommy Genesis, I lied, but I love her. It's by Charlie Heat featuring Tommy Genesis. And this sweet, sweet lullaby even will lull you to sweet bed, because as it is Friday night, I know that as it is almost 8 p.m, you're getting ready for bed. And you know what? That's where you belong. So you have a lovely sleep, and you're definitely not clubbing at all. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope to see you right here next week. Goodbye. Mwah, 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 mwah.